Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Boston Braves and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jack Smith. Batting second. The left fielder, Eddie Moore. Batting third. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Eddie Brown. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Les Bell. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Doc Farrell. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dick Burris. Batting eighth. The catcher, Zach Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Genewich. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Joe Genewich. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ed Rausch. Batting second. The left fielder, Lefty O'Toole. Batting third. The third baseman, Freddie Lindstrom. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Terry. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Travis Jackson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Harper. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Andy Cohen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Shanti Hogan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ben Cantwell. Pitching for the New York Giants, Ben Cantwell. And now, play ball. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Rausch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby takes first base on ball four. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch hits a line drive towards first. Burris juggles the ball. That's an error on Burris. Lefty O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burris fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Farrell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry takes first base on ball four. Lindstrom moves to second. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rausch. Bell reaches second base with a double. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to third. One out. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris hits a line drive towards short. Jackson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. It's 1-0, Braves. Joe Genewich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Genewich hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cohen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen hits a pop-up towards short. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shanti Hogan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogan takes first base on ball 4. Ben Cantwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cantwell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards third. Lindstrom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Roush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hornsby bunts towards the mound. Cantwell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Roush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roush is 0 for 1 in the game. Roush hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lefty O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Toole hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Toole for the out. Roush moves to second. One out. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0 for 1 in the game. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Roush moves to third. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Terry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roush scores. It's Braves, 1, Giants, 1. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Farrell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Terry moves to second. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Terry moves to third. Jackson moves to second. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen is 0 for 1 in the game. Cohen hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Moore. Cohen reaches second base with a double. Terry scores. Jackson scores. Harper moves to third. It's 3-1, Giants. Shanti Hogan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hogan is walked intentionally. Ben Cantwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cantwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cantwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harper scores. Cohen scores. Hogan moves to second. It's 5-1, Giants. Ed Roush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roush is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Roush hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Lindstrom. Bell moves to second. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell is hit by the pitch. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 0-for-1 in the game. Burris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen fields it and throws to second for the out. Bell moves to third. Two outs. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. Burris moves to second. It's 5-2, Giants. Johnny Cooney pinch hits for Joe Genewich. Johnny Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney hits a fly ball into center field. Roush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Braves 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Brandt now pitching. Lefty O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Toole takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0-for-2 in the game. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brandt fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Terry hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lindstrom. The throw from Taylor and he is out, Hornsby applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smith for the out. One out. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hornsby takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. O'Toole picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a double and an error on O'Toole. Hornsby goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Giants. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. O'Toole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Braves 3. The Giants will come to bat. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Cohen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Andy Reese now playing third base. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reese fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 0-for-2 in the game. Burris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cantwell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ed Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a line drive towards the mound. Cantwell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Braves 3. The Giants will come to bat. Shanti Hogan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogan is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Hogan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ben Cantwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cantwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cantwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burris fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rausch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cantwell moves to second. Lefty O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. O'Toole hits a line drive into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-3, Giants. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hornsby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rausch. Hornsby reaches second base with a double. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rausch. Brown reaches second base with a double. Hornsby scores. It's 8-4, Giants. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brown scores. It's 8-5, Giants. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Farrell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-7, Giants. Jim Faulkner now pitching. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 0-for-3 in the game. Burris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faulkner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Braves 7. The Giants will come to bat. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brown. Jackson reaches second base with a double. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cohen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to third. Two outs. Shanti Hogan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Hogan hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Braves 7. The Braves will come to bat. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faulkner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Doc Gautreaux pinch hits for Jack Smith. Doc Gautreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gautreaux hits a fly ball into center field. Roush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-4 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Braves 7. The Giants will come to bat. Denny McNamara now playing right field. Jim Faulkner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faulkner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Roush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roush is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Roush hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. O'Toole hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Braves 7. The Braves will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a line drive into center field. Roush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hornsby moves to third. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hornsby scores. Bell moves to second. It's Braves, 8, Giants, 8. Dick Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 0-for-4 in the game. Burris hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reese fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Giants 8. The Giants will come to bat. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Terry hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Giants 8. The Braves will come to bat. Ed Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Denny McNamara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNamara bunts towards third. Reese fields it and throws to first for the out. Brandt moves to second. One out. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-5 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brandt moves to third. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. Hornsby hits a line drive towards the mound. Faulkner can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Brandt scores. It's 9-8, Braves. Eddie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-5 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reese fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Giants 8. The Giants will come to bat. Les Mann pinch hits for George Harper. Les Mann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mann takes first base on ball 4. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Cohen hits a fly ball into right field. McNamara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shanti Hogan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hogan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 9, and New York Giants, 8. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.